Have you ever had a dream of something that you wanted to do, but you weren't quite sure what it was or how to get there? Today, I'm going to share with you a story of a mom who started her own small business from scratch and isn't quite sure what the next step is in her business. We're going to work together to come up with some really great ideas that get her excited for these next steps while also knowing that they're going to help her meet her goals in her family and her business. Welcome to Mom's Guide to Finding Herself, where we share stories of side hustles and surviving while parenting young children. I'm your host, Chrissy Bold. Let's make motherhood less lonely and help you find joy in being you again. Sometimes we have so many ideas, we don't really know where to start. And sometimes we start something that's awesome, but it's just not quite fitting into our lives the way we thought it would, but we're not really sure where to go. We're not sure what to get started on, what to move on to next, or how to pivot this thing that might be going really well in a lot of ways. It's just not fitting perfectly. Today, I sit down with my friend Shay. Shay is the owner of the small shop Sensory Seeking Kids. Shay designs these gorgeous resin pieces and sensory fillers that are perfect for sensory play with your kids, and they're so much fun to put together for play setups. Shay's business is going really well, but she's hitting a few bumps in the road and she isn't quite sure where to go next. So today I'm going to give you a peek into our coaching call. What you don't see in this episode is all of the conversation that we had ahead of time about what her priorities are, what really lights her up and gets her excited. So I was able to use these ideas to give her some suggestions of things that she wasn't going to be able to come up with necessarily on her own because she's so in her head and wrapped up. Like, you can be way too over-involved in your own stuff to come up with new ideas. So I was able to take what I know about Shay and give her some realistic suggestions that she can use in her business and her life to help her meet her personal, her family, and her professional goals. We both left this conversation feeling so inspired and so ready for these next steps. I'm so excited to see what she does, and I'm excited for you to hear the conversation. If you have this desire to start something just for you, I offer these coaching calls completely for free. So if you want to work with me to come up with something that's going to fit your life and your desires and your passions, send me a message on Instagram at Mom Identity Project and we can schedule a time for you to come on the podcast so we can do this exact same process for you. You don't need to have something started already. We can start from zero. If you have no idea where to start, let's work together and make it happen for you too. I am so excited to be sitting here today with our friend Shay. Thank you so much for coming back on the podcast, Shay.
Of course. I love to be here.
So give us a little update about your situation. Tell me about your kids and what your life is like these days.
Oh my gosh, crazy. It's crazy. Not everybody else knows, but we have four kids. They all are in a sport right now. We just came off of competitive cheer, which was crazy. A lot of traveling. And I was like, shoo, we're done. T-ball season starting for the four-year-olds. 13-year-old's doing volleyball, club volleyball now. And then the 15-year-old came home and was like, oh, I made the lacrosse team. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, didn't know you were trying out. So we are just all over the map these days. Super busy, super fun. The littlest swim twice a week. So every single one of them, like every day, it's something different.
Every day. Yeah. So you are a busy lady. You are out and about and doing all kinds of things.
Of course, always. It's always an adventure.
Yep. And you are home with them during the day with your little boys, right?
I am. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yep. And you're also juggling this business of yours. So tell me about your business so far up to this date.
I make resin pieces, little manipulatives, letters, bowls and spoons and scoops. And also what's been wildly popular is the resin drop base, which is completely waterproof. You can freeze it. You can get it messy and then just throw it in a strainer, rinse it off, clean it up. I do here and there. I do like the regular pasta bases if I have time for, but everybody just wants that resin base. So I'm giving the people what they want.
Right. And you do it so well and you seem to really enjoy it. Now, you're doing really well with it. How is it fitting into your life with your schedule? Are you finding it to be too much? Is it being okay as is? Is it scalable?
Oh, my gosh. So it has exploded more than I thought. I think the last time we talked, I'm like, yeah, I'm just getting orders here and there. That's totally fine. Totally okay with that. I like the pace of it. It's nothing too crazy to like Christmas drop came and it was just like nonstop back to back orders. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a little break. We'll come back and it'll be slow. It's always the slowest time of year right after Christmas. No, same thing. I did what I did in 2 months. I think it was like 7 weeks of that I had my Christmas products up. I did, I think, 6 orders shy of that for Valentine's in 3 weeks.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's just been crazy. It's a lot. I find myself where I work from 7 to midnight. The minute dinner's done and we get kind of into our bedtime routine, my husband puts the kids down. That's always his time with the boys. I'm out there working till midnight, and then all day Saturday, all day Sunday, I'm putting 10-hour days in. And I'm finding that difficult because I'm not having that downtime, or I don't want to say I'm not having time with my kids, because I am. I try to put them first and put that in. But now I'm finding as I'm getting busier, it's kind of a double-edged sword. So as I'm getting busier, I'm getting more efficient and I'm learning what works and getting faster. But at the same time, it's not fast enough. So I'm like, okay, come on, I gotta figure this out where I'm pumping the stuff out a little quicker than what I'm doing now. So yeah, it's definitely hard when, like, your husband, I never see my husband some the first 2 weeks of a launch.
Yeah.
And then the week before too, because I'm, you know, getting products ready, getting my reps orders ready. And then my poor husband, he's such a good sport. He's such a trooper. He knows what it's like building a business. Like, you don't sleep. So I feel like that's probably the biggest thing right now, is just feeling like there's never enough hours in the day, or feeling like, oh man, I really just want to like veg out today. But oh gosh, I got like 20 orders stacked up that I want to get out, because it's important to me that my customers aren't waiting weeks on weeks on weeks. I want to get them out as quick as possible.
Right. So. Now, I hear you. And you're doing launches every 6 to 8 weeks. So having 3 or so weeks every 6 to 8 weeks, that's half your time. So that's a lot. And we definitely want to have you build a business that you love doing. But we also want you to be able to fit in all of the other things that you want to do, have it fit your life. So let's talk about some of the setbacks you've hit recently, because you just hit a really big bump in the road.
Yes. So I'll go a little bit into detail. No, I've not really told a whole lot of people because I wasn't sure. But recently, I've noticed my body reacting funky, just itchy, just heart palpitations. My vision would get like really blurry all of a sudden. And a lot of the times this happens around when I'm working with the resin. So one day I was out there pouring resin. The next morning I woke up and I was just completely head to toe broken out in hives. Like, and I've been already talking to my doctor. I'm like, okay, well, I'm pushing 40. Like, was this perimenopause? Like, is this those hormonal changes that are starting to be more mainstream talked about? My hair's falling out. Like, is it because I do have a 2-year-old and TMI, we're still nursing? Like, is it anything to do with that? And we're running test after test after test. Nothing's coming back. So now it's like, okay, now we got to pull up the big guns and do the bigger tests, because a head to toe rash is not okay. Like, it's my body's like, hold on, stop. Like, something's going on. So just to give you like a little history, a little back around resin, it is common that you can develop a sensitivity to resin. Some people never develop a resin sensitivity. Some people, the first time they use it, sometimes it takes weeks, sometimes months. And for me, I've been nonstop for 6, 7, 8 months now. So you're supposed to use PPE, a full face mask. No one really tells you any of this stuff.
Yeah, you've got to figure it out.
You use ventilators, gloves all the time. And I've been pretty good about wearing the gloves all the time, but not always the respirator, because again, I'm in a hurry, or
You're running in and out and you're figuring you're doing it in the in between times. So it's hard to.
Exactly. And it's like you zip up and suit up and everything, and you look like something out of Breaking Bad. Yeah. You know, then you get the mommy and you're like, oh, here we go again, like in and out. So 70% of the time I was doing what I was supposed to. And I think that other 30% of the time might have caught to me. So I had to stop. I had a launch going, like super excited. It was probably my most proud launch, where I was like, oh my gosh, this is me. This is amazing. Like, this is all the glitters and all the creativity. And yeah, just waking up in itchy hives, not knowing what it's from. Sidebar is we hoping it's my dog because.
Okay. Yep. Hoping. I know. Right.
So we're just going to get tested on that. Got to test the resin on my skin, see if I react and go down that road. And I'm hoping it's not, because you were one of the first people I texted. I'm like, oh my God, like, this is heartbreaking. This is pouring resins, like, probably, like, I found my calling, if you will, like, where I'm like, oh my gosh, this, like, makes me happy every time I do it. It doesn't feel like work. It feels like self-care, because I'm using that creativity and I'm listening to my podcasts and I'm having that time alone where I can just think. Yep. It's something that you don't really get as a mom. And instead of having just sitting there in front of a TV or scrolling on my phone, I'm actually working and using my hands. So that has been the latest. So we're trying to figure that out right now and see where we're going to go from there.
Definitely. So this is wild. This is, you have no idea where you're going to end up, how things are going to go, and what Unite might need to do to pivot. But I still see, even if you were to still be able to continue on your same path, it's not necessarily the path that's fitting your life in the way that you want it to right now as is. And it's fine. I want you to still do what you want with what's happy, but I also want you to be happy in all of the aspects and not feel like you're growing too big for what you can realistically do. So let's talk about your 6-month dream goal. Like, let's pretend that none of this happened. What would your business and your life look like in 6 months?
So in about 6 months, so I've always had it in my head, and I think I shared this the last time, where I wanted to do actual classes with kids, the hands-on, the messy sensory classes. What I always envisioned, this pouring resin was not the end-all be-all for my business. It was just kind of a step in the direction, because I do have a 2-year-old who has hit his mighty wild side. So in 6 months, in my dream 6 months, everything goes according to plan. My 2-year-old kind of settles down a little bit. I'm actually doing classes with little kids. I'm still pouring. Yeah. Maybe not as in big quantities. It's more of where I start tapping into our local moms and niche markets, where I'm offering like the classes. And then, hey, if you guys want to do this, I also sell these products online as well. So I've never envision just pouring resin for the rest of my life forever. I also want to be able to make my own things, because we're very limited as a resin artist to what molds are out there. I find myself, for St. Patrick's Day, for example, there's nothing out there. So I've kind of envisioned making my own products, making my own molds, and then just doing like, still keeping this side, but being a little more exclusive. Like, I'm only going to offer 10 of this and 10 of this and 10 of this. And once it's sold out, it's sold out. Like,
sure.
There's not going to be any more remakes or any more customs or anything like that.
So we want to get you on a path that's going to lead to these classes while keeping the momentum of your social media presence, keeping you engaged and excited creatively. And we also want to give you this backup plan in case the resin is not an option for you anymore, because we want you healthy first and foremost. So I have some ideas for you that you could possibly throw in at any point. So one of the things that I'd love to see you add is a digital product. I want to see I've talked to you about this before. You've made curriculum, you've made activities, you've made something to share, because you are all about sensory play. I'm not sure you want to dive into building a curriculum right now. I think that's a lot more than you want to chew based on everything, right?
I've actually worked on that during this time. So I'm already up to letter H.
So if that's an option, great. Run with that. Go with that. I want to see you do that. But other things that you could possibly do, I know you're so passionate about sensory play and what that actually means. I would love to see you create a like sensory play for dummies guide, like for parents, like just what even is sensory needs? What does the sensory play mean? Because people will look at it and think it's just the rice bins or just all of these other things. And I know that you have this huge, broad picture of what sensory play really is. I mean, you posted a reel recently of just how sensory play is outdoors and can be anything in the world that you're experiencing. And I think you have a beautiful way of making it real for people. So I think that would be a really good thing to have out there, maybe as a precursor for your curriculum that you come out. This is like maybe the first thing, because I think you could pump this out pretty quickly. This is something that you could make and make it good and maybe release it for $5 or $10, like not much, something that people, it's accessible, people can grab it. And then people are going to come into your world more. You can, I know one of the things that we've talked about is how are you even going to make reels and put yourself out there? And I think something like this could give you just that avenue for it. Like product-based is kind of tricky. You have a lot of reps that are doing that for you.
Right, exactly.
But if you pivot into the educational aspect of it as well, now we're rounding you out. You're not just the product anymore. You're the education. But before you can do those classes with parents in your local community, because let's be real, in 6 months, our little boys might still be just as wild and we might not be able to do a class. So we also want to have something that's feeding this. I see this desire in you of you wanting to teach people, you wanting to show them how to do this. And I think a digital product might be a way to do that. How does that sound?
That sounds great. I think I really like that because like you said, like what if the our kids, you know, and it is out there. Like I've not been shy of like, hey, I do want to eventually do these classes. Yeah. But I also like that because then that builds that trust factor with potential parents who will bring their kids to my classes. Or, and like I said, like, oh, I can do that. It is hard. It's hard to like make my own reels. Like I'm making the products and I can't find the time to do that. So being able to preview the book or here's the thing, but it allows me to inject myself into my page more and gain that trust and that put a face to a page. I like that. I like that. That's really good. Thank you.
Now, another piece that I see for you in this is you are great at building relationships. You have a connection to pretty much everybody in the sensory world on Instagram that has a small shop. You not only know who they are, you've built a relationship with them and they know you as well. So one thing that you could do that would pair really well with this is to become some sort of directory. So put together a list of people that you can go to for this, that, the other thing, and add that in there. Because now not only are you educating people and you're teaching them the things that they could do, you're also continuing to build those relationships to get yourself out there.
I love that.
Yeah. Another thing I see for you is doing virtual classes to start with. Maybe you only have one or two people start, but it could be as simple as doing an Instagram live where we're going to build this sensory bin together. And you're going to give people a list of 5 things that they should come with ahead of time. And they're not going to be specific. Things are like, bring a cube, bring a set of letters, bring something that you would have around the house. And let's put this all together. And while we're doing this, I'm going to tell you why. Like, I'm going to help you become more confident with how to build a sensory bin on your own or build a sensory experience around the house. So whatever you would do out in the public, I think you can bring it to a virtual space. So maybe it's an Instagram live. It's just freebies. Everybody come and see this stuff that we could do together. I know that's hard with the kids, but let's be real. You're kind of tucked away from 7 to midnight anyway. I know you're Pacific time, so that's really late for a lot of people. But it's something that if you just go on for 20 minutes and nobody shows up, whatever. You now have the video that you can post on
tomorrow.
Your own. Right. You can post it tomorrow. And anybody on Pacific time or let's be real, who's
Hawaiian time?
Like 10 p.m. or whatever, they could still just log in from their bed and watch you do it and be a part of it. So I think that could be really cool. And even bring your boys into it during the day. I've seen people do a once a week, let's do a craft together. Once a week, it's almost like a virtual story time. It's like being together, but you can't leave the house. Like I don't leave the house, especially this time of year, very often with the boys. I am terrified of the flu and the norovirus.
Yeah.
So during the day, I don't want to just be on my phone, but if I could put something on my computer that me and the boys are going to all do together and we could maybe see other little kids, like that would be really cute. So I can see a lot of different ways for you to grab onto not just the product space, but the educational part of it too.
I love that. I like that. That's really cute. Cause then it's like, it's not picture perfect. Sensory is not picture perfect. And we see, that's one of my biggest gripes. I think I've talked to you about. It's like, it's never picture perfect. And you see all these beautiful flat lays, which, oh my gosh, like, hello, like, I love that. Like, great. My neurodivergence is like, look at how beautiful and symmetrical.
Yep.
But that's not real life, because real life is my 2-year-old sitting in the bin making it rain pasta and covering themselves in shaving cream. And that's half the reason I don't post, is because I'm covered in whatever sensory mess too, because sensory is messy and that's good and messes are fun. So I love that, because then we could all see, like, we're all regular, normal moms. We're we're not picture perfect. So that's
Exactly. Picture these moms having these kids who are just sitting at their sensory table doing this beautiful Play-Doh play with all of these things that they set up. And I'm like, my kid's eating all of that and throwing it on the floor. But if I could see these moms, someone else is having the struggles, I'd be like, yes. Not just me. I am not failing, because you know you're not, and you know that your kids are normal, but you still see it and it's still there.
It's like bringing those conversations out for people to experience in real life. That's, I love that. That's great. You have so many great ideas. I love this.
I love it too. So I love that these are resonating with you and fitting it, because I can see you really implementing these and then even starting to build on them. If it fits, great. I mean, if it doesn't fit, drop it. Who cares? And try something different. But if it fits, you could start charging for these, and you could build a membership-based community where people are all together. And now you have this, not quite passive because it's still a really active thing, but you have this income coming in that does not require you to put on a bunch of PPE and sit in your garage for four hours every night and not sleep. And you then maybe could hire somebody.
Yeah.
You can't be doing the resin yourself, but maybe you can hire somebody to come on and pour for you, and with your designs and your ideas and your vision that you're coming up with. So you can build to whatever you want to, but let's get you to those bigger ideas with filling in these gaps, that maybe these become the big ideas, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. I am so grateful that you've come here and worked through. I'm excited. I don't know. Are you excited?
I am so pumped. I'm like, oh, God, I hope I get a copy of this, just because I didn't write any of it down. And I'm like, OK, I got to do this, this, this. And I know the minute I hang up, it's just going to be like,
yes, I will send you a copy right away. You can definitely have this. I am so proud of you, and I'm proud of what you've built, and I'm proud of what you're doing for your kids and your family, but also for yourself, because it's not easy to say, I want this other thing. I want this creative piece. I want to feel like I'm making an impact, and you're making it, you're doing it, you're putting it out there. You're just trying to figure out what that thing is that's not going to keep you away from your family. You want to do both. Right. And I get it.
Something I can put a lot of time in. And it's hard. Like, I would never have thought, I thought of like the sensory for dummies, something along the line. It's always hard to think of that digital product, because sensory is hands-on.
Yeah,
it's very hands on. And there's a couple people out there in our niche, in our community, that have their own products. I've never bought them. I don't know what they have. I don't need it.
But
I have my own. I like that. That's
You has the bones of what it could look like. And then you just fill it in with all this knowledge that you have. So that way you're not also working on like the graphic design pieces of it. Like, this is something that you can put together and you can do. I'm so excited to see what you do. Tell everyone where we can find you and follow along in this exciting journey.
Okay, so I am on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, Sensory Seeking Kids. My DMs are always open. So if you want to say hi, or if you have a sensory question, please, please stop by.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being here. And we'll talk to you soon and do another update when you're planning these classes. I can't wait to do more with you.
Thanks. Same. Thank you, Chrissy.
If you want to feel as inspired and excited about an idea as Shay is, then send me a message on Instagram at Mom Identity Project. We can work together to schedule the time for you to come on the podcast, where we can work together to build ideas that are going to fit your life and your family, while also lighting you up and helping you feel like a more complete person overall. Make sure that you follow the podcast for more of these kinds of episodes and more ways that you can reconnect with yourself after becoming a mom.